Hello everyone, a very good morning to you from wherever you're getting us live from, and those of you who are listening to this. My name is Felix Ocheng. I am a financial analyst with HISA Technologies, and today there's been some very interesting news. For those of you who've been listening to HISA all throughout the year, we've talked about launching trading, we've talked about giving you access to trading opportunities within the market, and today, for the first time, we can officially confirm that trading is actually live. So if you're yet to update your HISA app, please go to your Play Store, App Store, wherever it is that you get your app from. I hope it's not a modded APK version, but just go to your Play Store or your App Store, and then you can be able to download HISA and access real-time markets, discussions, podcasts, and also a discussion platform where guys can actually be able to share ideas. Starting today, when markets open, when the US stock markets open later today, it will be an interesting session just to see how guys will be able to trade. What stock have you been looking into? What stock really stands out for you? And that's one thing that we are actually giving you guys access to on the HISA app. Thank you for joining, and I believe that today it would be an interesting session as well. Last week was a very busy week for markets. It was, I'd say, a mixed week for markets. Remember, the first thing that really happened on markets last week was the Omicron variant, that Omicron, we spoke about this, we disagreed about this. The main thing that really stood out for investors last week was just the various concerns about the new COVID variant, which has actually been termed as a variant of concern by the WHO. We've seen a lot in terms of markets. We've seen a lot in terms of various various stakeholders within mostly the transport region. We think guys really holding up, and a lot is moving up across various financial markets, and that is taking a total hit on stocks. But regardless, we're also seeing markets being very cautious. We're seeing it's not only that is hitting onto markets. We're also seeing as well, there's the issue about property developers in China. We saw last week Kaiser Holdings had mentioned that shareholders or bondholders had refused to allow the real estate company to actually extend its options, to extend the debt. So we are looking at Kaiser Holdings staring at a full-scale default for their loans. I think this is a huge concern. The last time we saw Evergrande Group skip this bit, Evergrande actually delayed in payments, but they finally did just when they were about to get liquidated or put under insolvency, if that's what guys would want to call it. So we're seeing that as a huge bit for markets. Other things that came in last week, we saw Centum announce their results. Results were pretty fair, but I still think there was still a lot of concerns for investors. Top of the list being the real estate sector, the real estate development that Centum really has. I think that is one thing that a lot of guys really had concerns over for Centum. We're seeing here an opportunity where investors are now starting to, question a bit about Centum's future. I am not one of those investors, just to be clear. You really need to make your own research. You need to do your own research before you can be able to invest in the securities. So a lot of guys were concerned about Centum's real estate exposure, which I think everybody would agree is getting to a point, mostly because of the various analysis within the real estate sector that we have in the country. I think personally for me, one of the things that I agree is the real estate sector within the country is still pretty much undervalued, but there are certain areas like Nairobi, which we also have to agree that are currently having, we'd say currently have a bit of influx in real estate. Also with the closure of the various businesses, the walk-in businesses, looking at the food traffic, the mall food traffic was down for most of these businesses, I think because of COVID, literally what happened last year. And that stood out as a huge concern for Centum. And those are some of the things that guys were looking at as we were looking into the related sector for Centum. And so that's just one of the things that we're going to look at. Another thing that really, really came in and investors were concerned about was the view about, the company. That is KCB Group PLC. Last week we saw in the news as well, KCB had announced that they were actually calling off or cancelling the proposed acquisition for ABC Bank Tanzania. KCB had mentioned that they've faced a lot in terms of regulatory oversights just within the company, within the regulatory headwinds, not oversights, but headwinds for the acquisition. And so they were calling this off. Remember, KCB had given itself 6 months to complete the acquisition, and this has been extended over time. And it was just about time when this had to be called off. It was a good opportunity as well, but we saw the share really take a beating in terms of activity for the stock price. I know that's also one thing that we'll be talking about. But generally, we were seeing this as well as an overall activity, an overall downturn for the entire market last week. So that's really what we're going to look at. We're also going to look at a few in terms of global markets. There's been a lot of news regarding Tesla. And it's an interesting bit as we launch trading on Hisa. It's also going to be an important aspect just to see how local investors or local shareholders, you know, guys who invest in the market, would want to invest in companies like Tesla. Tesla is now being seen as one of the most controlling companies for the S&P 500. And it's a bit of a concern. It's called, I think we would call it something like the Tesla effect or the Tesla web trap or whatever it is you can call it. But we're seeing a place where the overall shareholding or the overall activity in Tesla. Tesla is a $1 trillion company in terms of market valuation. And with the $1 trillion valuation, Tesla has one of the highest volatilities, which is not what guys would look at. If you look at other stocks like Apple, Microsoft, you know, companies that are above the $1 trillion market cap, you'd see the stock would probably just move, say, about 4%, 5% within a month. But we're seeing Tesla really jumping up as high as 30% at some times in some periods. An average, if you're looking at the average volatility index for Tesla, you'd probably see that it's probably above 16%, which I think is very high for a $1 trillion company. Some of the things that we also need to, you know, work in, and I know literally everything else that we're really working on is to also work on a few technical charts to give you guys access to a lot of information like this, where we can be able to figure out ways in which we can, as investors, figure out ways of measuring in terms of volatility for the stock. Finally, off that, another thing that we'll really be jumping onto is to look at the markets, how markets have opened. Why is Transcentury moving? TCL was one of the top gainers last week. It continues today. It's one of the top gainers as well. And we're still seeing companies like Centum, Kengen, and Kenyeri working out as the last bits for the market. So to dive in, let's start with what happened last week on markets. If you're looking at this from an investor's perspective, and we just start off with the local market, some of the stocks that really hit hard last week, we talked about KCB, but if you're looking at the index performance, just to give you guys how the overall market activity really was, we saw a bit of a decline for the all share index, which was down about 2.88% to end the week at 160.03 basis points. This is from 164.77 points, which the market was at a week earlier. One of the things that we've always looked at, whenever we're looking at the NSE all share index, you also have to look at the NSE 25 share index, because all the two of them are all market cap weighted indices. And in this case, we're seeing the 25 share index was down as well, 3.66% to close the week at 3,533.74 basis point. It's a bit of a concern, guys. Remember a few weeks ago, we were seeing most of these indices going all the way up to 180. We were seeing the 25 share index almost going back to the levels of 4,000 basis points. And we were also seeing the NSE 20 share index, which was down last week, 2.49%. NSE, the 20 share index, which is a price sensitive index, was up here, was down 2.49% to end the week at 1839.46 basis point. Now, one of the things that to you as an investor, you also have to consider whenever you're looking onto the index here, it's becoming a huge concern, because remember, when we started the decline, or when we started what I'd call a mini bear run on the NSE about 6 weeks ago, we were seeing the NSE all share index and the NSE 25, which are market cap weighted, we were seeing all of this dropping, but we were seeing the price sensitive 20 share index was on the gain. And now in this case, we're now seeing all the indices are turning red. This is a huge concern for investors, because it literally means that the overall mood for the market is in terms of a decline, both in terms of prices, which directly also have an impact on the market capitalization for the entire stock exchange. Just to give you guys as well on how the market cap performed, the market cap for the NSE was down 2.88% to close the week at 2.49 trillion. This is down from 2.57 trillion that the market cap was at a week earlier. So it's still a bit of a huge concern to investors as well. And you might just want to ask yourself, which are the top companies or which are the top drags for this market? I think if you're looking at how the overall market was last week, one of the things that we have to talk about was Safaricom. Safaricom generally posted a decline on the market, still a bit of concerns regarding, the company's investments in Ethiopia. So with 55.31% of the week's traded value, Safaricom was down 2.5% to close the week at 27 shillings and 5 cents. This is down from 38 shillings. Sorry, not 27, 37 shillings, guys, not 27. This is down from 38 shillings that the company was trading at a week earlier. We've always talked about Safaricom having the highest impact when we're looking at the local exchange. And the main reason for this is because of Safaricom's market cap, which is more than 50% of the NSE's total market capitalization. This is a bit of a concern to investors as well. But it's not only Safaricom that was leading on the drag on the market. We're seeing a lot of other companies. We're seeing Kenjan down as well, 1.36% last week. Just some of the top companies. KCB was down as well, 6.16%. Can you guys imagine? And personally for me, I think KCB is now offering to investors a good opportunity to just dive in. So for investors who'd want to look onto KCB, this is an interesting opportunity just for you guys to jump in onto the market and just, you know, grab some shares. Because if you look at KCB, KCB was down 6.16% and closed the week at 41 shillings and 15 cents. On the other hand, just when you thought KCB was worse, Equity Group was down as well, 9.5%. to close the week at 46 shillings and 60 cents. So there's a bit of a disclaimer here that I just want to share with you guys. For a very long time, we've seen a lot in terms of comparison, in terms of my activity, really. You guys are comparing KCB and Equity in terms of activity. This is starting from the balance sheet, which Equity has now left KCB, really, really stayed clear of KCB's margins. And now we're seeing also the business value. You're seeing Equity making big acquisitions and jumping into markets that previously were thought that guys wouldn't really look into. Like we're looking at Equity in DRC, which is now really the fastest growing subsidiary for the bank. Equity Group in DRC is actually the company's banking unit. Subsidiary in DRC is actually growing faster than the Kenyan unit. So this is going to be something that we just want to watch into. At the same time, last week, KCB's also announced the decline, the cancellation of the acquisition of Bank ABC, the Tanzanian subsidiary. One of the things that you might want to just analyze as an investor is which one is going to have an effect on the other and in what way. And in this case, one of the things that you also have to look at is you really have to look at the trends for both KCB and also for Equity. Last week, as at the close of trading last week, the relative strength index for KCB had reached a level of where I'd want to term it as an oversold position. An oversold position on the market is where if you as an investor is probably looking on to buying, you might want to start looking at an entry price at this level. And then there's also an overbought position. So overbought position is where the stock has really rallied over time. It's reached to it's reached a price where the buyers can no longer sustain the market. So the market is now back to profit taking, or the guys who are now called as the sellers on the market. So this is one thing that you as an investor would also just want to look at before you jump into KCB, before you jump into KCB, or before you jump into Equity. This is all through, and this is just one thing as well that you as an investor really would want to look into as we go through this. So that's one thing that we're starting with for the local space. In terms of trading activity, market activity was down as well. last week, if you're looking at it in terms of turnover, a week earlier we saw market activity, the overall activity for the NSE really, really rallied as well. And one of the reasons why this was the case is because, remember, a week earlier, this is when the NSE also launched day trading. So I don't know if I would say that guys really were looking up onto the overall equity trading, the volumes on the market, but that was one thing that jumped in. Last week's equity turnover was down 40.2% to end the week with 3.5 billion worth of shares ever traded on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. This is down from 5.96 billion where that were traded a week earlier. And looks like it was not only on the equity space, because on the bonds market as well, we were seeing here for the bonds market space, there was also the decline in volume, about 50.14%. That was a decline in activity on the bonds market with about 9.4 billion worth of bonds trading. I don't know why I love the trillion word. It's very weird. I think it's because we're talking about Tesla. But that's also one thing as well. That is compared to the bonds market space, we were seeing last week's activity was down 50.14 billion. This is as compared to what we were seeing here a week earlier, which was at 18.96 billion Kenya shillings. So to you as an investor as well, I think one of the reasons why you have to understand is, remember, there was an issuance by the Central Bank of Kenya for a bond. So there's an activity going on in the primary market. So literally, we have to expect an overall decline in both the equity space and the fixed income space, that is on the bonds market. So we're looking at this case where we're seeing a decline across board, both on the equity space. And one of the reasons you might ask is because, you know, one of the things that always happens, guys, and as an investor, you need to just also know this, is whenever there's a primary auction on the bond market, and it's an attractive bond, guys would always go into that. And we're looking at both fund managers who control a lot of activity for the local space and also for the retail investors, you know, for you and I out there on the market. There's a lot of guys out here. There are a lot of guys within this space that also really jump out and look into the retail, the bond market space. Remember, for a fixed rate bond where you only have to invest about 50,000, guys can always jump in. You know, you have 50,000 and you're seeing the market is going going south. The market is really really like exposing a lot of volatility, and you wouldn't want your portfolio to be exposed to that volatility. Guys would always jump into these opportunities as well. So this is one of the reasons why we can say the market activity for the local space was down. And so we'll also just be watching into that and just to give you guys more updates as well as that moves in. In today's trading session, it's 30 minutes into market open for the Nairobi Securities Exchange. And we're only seeing a turnover of 1.7 million with a volume of about 137,800 shares. That is on the overall market, that is all shares that are listed on the NSE. That is one thing. The total deals on the market are, however, on the rise. We're seeing about 117 deals already on the market. So we'll just be watching and just seeing onto how most of these companies will be reacting. I&M is on the run. I&M is already up about 4.13%. Transcentury still continues to post a gain. We're just going to talk about Transcentury. We're just going to see just onto what things you need to know about the company. Late last year, during the AGM, shareholders for Transcentury had actually approved for a rights issue. I think that's one thing that we just want to be watching and just seeing if the company would want to jump back in. So personally, for me, whenever I see TCL on the gain, I just want to ask myself, is it because of that? But I know that's one thing as well. You just want to hold on as an investor. Please ensure that you hold on to that. You need to ensure you do your own research before you jump into Transcentury that's coming in. Another interesting company this week for me would actually be Kenya Power. Kenya Power had mentioned that they would actually be connecting rural homes with internet. I still believe that Kenya Power has one of the highest in terms of, you know, the overall market exposure. KPLC has the highest. Earlier on in one of the shows, we actually talked about KPLC's opportunity within the fixed data space. Okay, if Kenya Power would jump into this space, Kenya Power would have, I think, one of the best, if not one of the most secure in terms of the fixed data or the fixed internet space, because all they needed to do, and KPLC has the capacity to work with companies like Ketraco to just have, you know, the fixed data spaces, the fiber cables, instead of digging them under where we're always seeing other telcos like Safaricom, JTL, and Wananchi Group really dig down. How about you host them up on power lines? And who's going to come in and cut fiber cables on power lines? I think that's an opportunity that I'm always trying to, you know, just wonder how this would really pan out if Kenya Power decided to jump into this space. So that's one thing. Let's see how this really jumps into being for KPLC. And also just to wonder which are the guys that they'd probably be jumping into. Would they probably be partnering with Safaricom? Which company would they be partnering? But most likely Safaricom. Remember earlier on, Safaricom had actually mentioned that they were rolling out a phase where they're looking at internet connectivities where guys can be able to monitor, you know, the meters. I think that is something weird, but it's just more exposure that we have on Safaricom. As we always say, Safaricom has your data, they're providing you with internet, they have your mobile money activities, they're linked to your bank. Bit of a high exposure really, but that's also one thing as well, just for now, that we'll be able to look into as time goes by. So we've looked at the fixed income space, we've looked at the equity space. One of the things that we have to also look at is the overall market activity. Last week, in terms of the top five companies, we always look at this because it's very important to know just which companies are probably providing you the highest liquidity on the market. For last week, Safaricom was the top mover on the market, about 55.31%. Equity followed Safaricom with 18.64%. KCB as well jumped in with 7.21%, Absa at 4.01%, and Sandvik with about 3.85%. Another concern here is that we're seeing the banking stocks and Safaricom really accounting for about 89% of the total market activity. While this is a decline from what happened a week earlier, where the top five companies had a cumulative about 9.5% of the total market activity, I still think it's a bit of an exposure to us as investors. I always give the challenge to NBV, which has been the highest in terms of volatility index for the local space. I think I'd always challenge NBV shareholders. There's a point we want to see NBV becoming the top mover for a week on the NSE, not just by scaring guys with lots of volatility, but it's going to be an interesting bit for NBV. NBV has still continued to post various gains and declines. Last week, the stock was up 3.5. The three-month figures for NBV is the worst right now, with about 22.2% decline on the exchange. It would just be interesting just to see on how this company will pan out. I always look at NBV as a reverse merger or a special purpose acquisition vehicle for what happened with the merger that they merged with Delta and listed on the NSE, you know, reverse merger. Interesting, but we'll just be able to watch onto that as well and see how this really pans out. So that's really it for what happened on the local market space. To give you guys more on what happened on the global market space, it wasn't really any different, guys. The global market space still continues to really take a hit and take a beating on the market. I think this is because of the various concerns, again, because of the Omicron variant for COVID. Last week, we saw for the fifth straight session, we are seeing the S&P 500 really taking a drop of more than 1%. I think this is a huge one. The S&P last week was down 1.2%. And I think that really gives you a decline, an overall view as well, because the S&P is the highest in terms of, you know, the most watched index globally. The S&P 500 is what most investors in the global market space would watch. And if you're now going to be investing in US markets through HISA, then one of the things you also have to know is to just watch on the overall trend and performance for the S&P 500. The Dow Jones was down 0.9% and closed the week at 34,580. The S&P 500 was down 1.2% and closed the week at 4538.43. And the Nasdaq Composite was down as well 2.6% to end the week at 15,085.47 basis points. I think this just gives you a bit of an overview for the market. And this is because to you as an investor, you also need to understand what risks you're jumping into. Last week, we were seeing a bit of earnings. And also one of the things that really jumped in and hit onto the S&P was the various statements by Fed, by the Fed, that they would still continue with the plans. Regardless of this, I think, regardless of the pandemic stand, they would still continue to really jump a bit onto tapering. And this would mean that the bond buyback, the bond repurchase program would actually, I think, cause a bit of a decline within the fixed income space, mostly for the US investors. Though for you, that really does, that is a good thing for you. Remember, there's always one thing that we've, that I always tell you guys is that there's always a bit of, I'd say, there's the equity space and the fixed income space are inversely correlated. So whenever one of them is going up, the other one is most likely to be on a decline. So when the activity and the yields are the 10-year yields, which is a benchmark that is looked at for the US markets, when it's on the decline, then as an investor, you also have to look onto this on the equity side, because that would be something. It will just be a buffer as well. We'll also be able to look into that. And we'll also be able to watch just how this would happen as well. Remember, we're seeing Evergrande Group, which is also looking at another decline as well this week. It would just be interesting just to see onto how this would be and how this would pan out. Some of the stocks that would really jump out last week, I think, and what a lot of investors were probably looking at was the various exposure that guys have to Tesla. And one of the reasons is because of, I think the overall concern, you know, the Tesla is really posing. Tesla has higher market cap, so that technically means controls a higher activity on the market. And so with a decline on Tesla stock, it's a bit of a concern just to, with a decline or an uptrend on Tesla stock, it's just a bit of a concern on to what level of exposure that guys would have onto Tesla. It's a bit of a concern for me. I don't know how about you. As you buy onto Tesla, as you jump onto this, it's just going to be a concern how this would still be. On this week, on top of our watch, what we're looking at is GameStop. GameStop is due to release the results, the quarterly results on the on Wednesday this week. And so we'll just be able to watch mostly for GameStop. There are a lot of other companies that are really jumping in and releasing the results. But personally for me, I'll be watching on to GameStop. Remember, GameStop was at the center for the famous Reddit Bros versus Wall Street Bets. So yeah, we'll just be watching on how this would be. And remember also another thing that would hit on to GameStop and also for AMC would just be on to the concerns of the new variant. Remember as well, in September this year, AMC posted quite some very strong results. And this was also because a lot of optimism as well because of the companies of the various theaters really just reopening again. And we saw this really jump in across board. And there was a decline in terms of what we call the pandemic stocks. Companies like Zoom, Netflix, Amazon, we were seeing there was a gain on most of them. But then there was a decline when we saw a bit of reopening. And it would just be a concern if the Omicron variant really jumps in and becomes a huge concern, how will this really pan out for the market as well? So it's a bit of a concern here and there, but it's something that is temporary and we'll continue watching on to this. How about you? I'd really love to know what you're literally just going to be watching on during this week. And which stocks are you watching as we bring in Hisa live to you guys? So one of the things in the challenge that I'd put out to you, download Hisa. If you've already downloaded Hisa, you might want to check if there's an update. Okay, there's an update. You just need to update your Hisa app and just confirm your profile so that by evening, when markets open at 5:30 East African time, you should be in a position to actually place your trade and buy your stock for as little as 1,000 shillings. Thank you guys for joining and see you guys again next week. In case you joined this late, this podcast will also be, a recorded version of this podcast will also be available on Hisa. Thank you guys and see you guys next week on Monday, on Tuesday actually, because Monday is most likely to be a holiday. I wish you guys a happy Jamhuri Day in advance. Bye-bye.